No, I ain't nothing special. Not a hard working deal. Let me show with what you got. And that's just what I do. That's the American way.
Hello, my name's Hollywood Tony P. I'm the voice of the IWC, manager to the stars. I'm also a wrestling fan. I've been so since I can remember. And this is Lou. Lou has been watching wrestling since the days of Bruno Sammartino. Lou is from Brooklyn. Oh yeah, Lou still believes that everything in wrestling is real. It's real to him. Join me as I speak with Lou about all things WWE. Oh yeah. And Lou is my father. When we come back, we will hear the most interesting conversation I had with my father about WrestleMania 34. This is the World Generation Podcast Network. We'll be right back after this. Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast. Monday Night Fallout returns. With T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again. Are you ready for some more wrestling talk? Join Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, headliner Joe Bates, and Rancho punk rocker Albert Salazar as they recap some of this week's shenanigans in the WWE. Fatal 4-Way Radio makes its triumphant return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Tonight, we have a very special show. The morning after WrestleMania, Monday morning, I spoke with Lou, and he doesn't have pay-per-view, so he wasn't able to watch WrestleMania. So, he finds out about it for the first time. Now let's take a listen to Talking WrestleMania with Lou.
So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so let's see what happened. All right, the Andre the Giant Memorial
Battle Royal, right. That was with a lot of the, like with what's his name? Woo was in it, and his ex-partner was in it, and those guys.
Who did you say who wants to win? Who did you think would win?
It's somebody like what's his name? The guy that was like Woo's partner could have won, right?
Do you want to know who the winner? Matt Hardy with the help of
Matt
Bray
Hardy,
Wyatt.
How did he win?
With the help of Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt helped him.
Yeah. And then so he won.
So they're like, maybe they're going to make them partners, two nut jobs together? You mean?
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen, actually.
So what's happening to his brother?
He's probably going to go on a singles. They're like, he'll probably be on SmackDown. Like, they're going to do a superstar shakeup. And I would figure that Jeff Hardy's going to SmackDown. That's what I think.
So wait a minute. So they figure that the brothers are just too, like, old hat, and they want to make a new scene out of it or something? They don't want to put them together no more?
Hey, I don't know, but apparently Bray Wyatt is with him, I guess.
Well, wait a minute. They were both in the match, right?
Yes. No, Bray Wyatt was not in the match. He just appeared. He wasn't in the match. He just came out of nowhere.
And what's his name thought he was going to come after him, right?
No, he just helped him. And I don't know. Like they hugged at the
they
end.
They hugged each other or shake hands at the end of the match?
Yep, that's it. Like, it was just like... And then they posed, and I think maybe Bray Wyatt is some kind of follower of Matt Hardy, or he's seen the Enlightened Way, or whatever.
No, when he was thrown in the lake, right? What did he look like?
He looked
Bray
like
Wyatt.
he looked just the same as normal. Like it was just.
Oh, of course, like when he was thrown into the lake of whatever it is, right? I thought they would have him change or something, but he didn't.
All right. So the cruiserweight championship, Mufasa Ali, Mustafa Ali, versus Cedric Alexander.
The black dude.
Winner. And the new cruiserweight champion is Cedric Alexander.
The black guy, right.
Yeah.
That was like the conclusion. Everybody figured that one.
Well, you don't watch 205 Live, so you don't get a chance to see that.
They don't get what?
You don't get a chance to watch 205 Live because...
Right. That was... Oh, yeah. What was the pre-show?
That is the pre-show. We're doing it. I'm talking...
Oh, that was the one match they had? That's it?
The Andre the Giant, this, and the Women's Battle Royal. Now, who do you think won that?
Oh, yeah. They had the Hall of Fame before that, right?
It was the night before, yeah.
So what happened? Was there any surprises in the Hall of Fame? And you know, inductees?
No, they didn't. They didn't throw in any surprise Hall of Fame inductees.
Did anybody like act crazy? Like you know, because they said that. Oh, who was it that they said that would be a, like he wouldn't know what he would do when he would. What did Kid Rock say? Trump's guy.
He dedicated it to the midget he used to hang out with, or not the midget. The...
I love Kid Rock.
All right, so what is next is the Women's Battle Royal.
Oh, right, with the Divas.
Who do you think won?
Was the big chick in there, the Samoan? She wasn't
no.
in it because she was in the... What?
No.
All right, we got to figure who... Did you think it was Lana?
I thought it could have been Lana, but no. The winner of the Women's Battle Royal was, well, at the end, Bayley tossed Sasha out, and Bayley was celebrating, and it turned out that Naomi hadn't been eliminated, and then so she came in from underneath and knocked out Bayley.
Ass bumped her or something like that?
Yeah, and so Naomi is now, is
Naomi
now
win.
Won that one. Okay, so what about the show opened with the triple threat, the Intercontinental Championship, The Miz versus Seth Rollins versus Finn.
Yeah, but was the Miz Taraj there?
The Miz sent them away. He said, "I can do it myself," and he sent them away.
And he lost his match.
Who do you think won that match?
Oh man. Who I think would win that match? It would have to be Seth Rollins, no?
Winner, Seth Rollins.
Right.
Yeah.
And what did Miz do, go crazy?
No, Seth Rollins is now a Grand Slam champion, and I don't know what happened to Miz.
And now he broke his streak, and now Miz can't be the longest reigning champion.
No, the next time he will though. Next time he can say like I'm almost nearly the champion. It's my title. Whatever.
Yeah, but that means he would have to have a run of over a year again. Not a year. He would. I don't think they'll do that. I don't think they'll make Miz a good guy because of his kid. Maybe you know.
It was a normal match. It was good. But yeah, so the Miz lost.
So that's why Miz may become a good guy.
I think he's going to be gone a while for his family, actually. Like he'll probably.
Well, he just had his kid. Like, well, he was last Monday. He had the kid the Tuesday before. So, you know, he's that type of guy that goes back and forth, man. I don't think he's going to, unless he takes another, you know, what are they going to do? Give him a week or two off? It's a newborn baby. How long can you stay home with a newborn? You know?
Yeah, well, a couple
rather than
months
time.
maybe. Who knows? He'll have time off, which is good. He can use that because when he comes
Well, he
back,
never had time off, you're
people
right.
will cheer. All right, the next match was Oscar versus
I
Charlotte.
think Oscar lost to Charlotte.
Winner. And still, breaker of the
Oh,
streak,
no. Are
champion.
they gonna make it? This girl never lose. Come
Charlotte, no,
on.
Charlotte beat her.
Oh, good, man. And it was fair and square, right?
Yeah, she just it was she got the figure eight, and Asuka had already, but
Had a tap out.
yep, she tapped out, so the streak is no longer a thing, and Charlotte Flair is still SmackDown
So now
woman.
you could expect Oscar to lose a couple.
Well, yeah, I would do that because she could put over people. Like she could do a lot for some other. Like, cause later on in the night, we'll skip over. Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss.
Oh, Nia Jax won.
Yeah,
Come.
Nia Jax won, right? But Alexa
New
looked.
woman's champion, right?
But yeah, so you thought there was a way for that Alexa could have won, but no. So now Asuka's probably going to go after, because Asuka's still on Raw. She's going to have to go after Nia Jax now. Asuka versus Nia Jax,
I
and.
thought that she would stay in SmackDown now since she fought, what's her name? How
No,
many people were there?
she's on Raw.
I know the record is 100 and something thousand. I'm not so many.
It was like 78,000.
And they weren't full. That's not a full house.
All right.
That is
What the
not a full
hell?
house.
What was next, Oscar? Ah,
The men.
the men. I think
Dante.
it was the Fatal Four Way.
The fatal four-way. Now, who was in there?
Rusev Day,
Rusev Day. All right. Now, who else was in it? Rusev.
Randy Orton, Bobby
Orton.
Roode, Jinder Mahal. Who do you think won?
Jinder Mahal. Bobby Roode.
Winner and new United States champion, Jinder Mahal.
Oh, God. Was his cronies helping him?
I believe one of the his cronies was there.
Right, the other guy is gone, right?
What do you mean the other guy's gone?
The Singh boys. There's only one Singh brother in the last few weeks, last month.
Yeah, and the other
Where's
one,
the
because
other
the other
guy?
one's in, apparently injured, but it doesn't look like he's injured. I don't know.
I think he got fucked. But how did he help him? Like one of them, like interfering, like where.
No, it was because it was a fatal four-way. There was a lot going on, and Jinder just, I wasn't paying too much attention, but it was an okay match. So Ronda Rousey versus, well, you
We
saw.
know that Ronda Rousey, right, we know Ronda Rousey won.
Yeah, it was a good match. She did a lot
They
better
made
than.
her use her mixed martial arts.
No,
Did you
listen.
see what the, you know
She
who
did
was
a
in the
really
audience?
good. She did a.
Dana White was in the audience watching that match.
She
UFC president, right?
did
And
a
he was
really good
interviewed
job.
after the match. Guess who's gonna be? He says he's almost sure that Floyd Money Mayweather is gonna be in mixed martial arts, and they're all saying he's gonna get his ass kicked, 'cause he's gonna be 38 years old by the time he gets into a ring. I want to see that little bastard get his head kicked in. I don't like him.
Conor McGregor versus him in a octagon? Oh yeah, that sounds good.
That's what he said. He says it's almost a given. He said it's a given. So he must be training for that, right? But let's see what happens. He's not a wrestler. He even said it. I never wrestled. He just boxed, right? So what's he gonna do? Run away? They'll kick him in the fucking head. These guys are fucking karate experts. They're jiu-jitsu experts.
All
That's
right.
where Conor McGregor will rip him a new one.
All right.
And
So
that's
the New Day versus the Usos versus the Bludgeon Brothers for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships.
the new Bludgeon Brothers.
The Bludgeon Brothers are the champions, yes.
Right, that was a given too.
You thought that was going to happen?
Yeah.
All right, so Cena came out. They were showing him in the crowd the whole night, just hanging out with people. Then he comes out because somebody tells him that the Undertaker's there. So he runs to the back, and then he comes out for his match, and it's not the Undertaker, it's Elias. So Elias comes out and plays his guitar, and then Cena beats the crap out of Elias. And then as Cena's walking up the ramp, the lights go out. There's the hat and coat are in the ring. It gets electrocuted. And then Undertaker comes back through a sea of blue lighting to the ring. And then he and John Cena have a 2 minute and 39 second match. And Undertaker beats John Cena.
So they shook hands after or not?
No, the Undertaker just walked away like he's the Undertaker.
Wow, so you said that was going to happen. Right,
and he beat the crap out of John Cena. Like 2 minutes.
So John Cena let him beat him up. All right, that's probably what it is. And it wasn't a good match either, was it?
I mean, it was what it was, but I think that it's.
But it was only 2 minutes.
No,
right?
I think that it's going to lead to somehow like Cena wasn't ready. He wasn't expecting to have a match at WrestleMania. He was going as a fan, and all of a sudden the Undertaker comes out.
Oh bullshit! He works out every day.
Well, I know, but
come
they're gonna play that up so that next year he can have a retirement match, career versus career, of
you
the
mean,
Undertaker.
You tell me, Cena ain't gonna retire. He's not old.
No, Cena versus Taker, and he'll retire Taker, and Taker will retire, or Cena will retire and then come back.
No, I think that was it. What we saw.
No, there's got to be another.
We'll be back with more of me talking with my father, Lou, about WrestleMania. This broadcast was recorded Monday morning, right after WrestleMania. Globally connected, we are the World Generation Podcast Network. Which generation?
Your generation.
Our generation.
The World
generation.
Generation.
Start the week off with a bang in the greatest talk show that will ever be, and that is on Sundays at 9 o'clock Mountain Time, 11 Eastern. Or maybe you like Monday Night Raw. You can watch Monday Night Fallout. That's on right after Raw, 9:30 p.m. Mountain, 11:30 p.m. Eastern on the World Generation Podcast Network. You can listen on Tuesday to Facing Tuesday with the world record tying Mike Santori. That show is on 9 o'clock Mountain, 11 o'clock Eastern Time. There's Thursday, Fatal 4-Way Radio with Minister of Sinister. He's actually on the radio and has his own show. And it's all about SmackDown and Raw and the week and everything. 4 o'clock Mountain, 5 o'clock Central Time. Or Thank You Very Much by Joe Bates. Headliner Joe Bates. That's on Friday. So like us on Facebook, World Generation Podcast Network. Follow us on Network. Twitter. And please stay tuned for more information.
Okay. So
I don't think so.
Daniel Bryan versus KO.
Oh, the two other guys.
And
you know they're not going to make them idiots lose and get them fired, right? So something happens where Daniel Bryan lost, right?
No, in the beginning, they beat down Daniel Bryan and the paramedics were out. And Shane did a lot of the match. Like he did it coast to coast. And he put his body on the line, which is really weird. And then finally Daniel Bryan came in. Shane tagged him in and Daniel Bryan just destroyed Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. And
won.
Yes. Yes.
And they're fired, right?
Yes. From SmackDown, they're probably going to Raw.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What do you mean? They'll be on Raw tonight, you mean?
No, they'll probably show up on...
You don't fire somebody and have them come back the next freaking night.
On Raw, though. It says SmackDown. The firing was...
but... They're fired. That means you're fired from the company, man.
No, not the stipulation.
No.
They can never step foot in SmackDown. Okay, Alexa Bliss versus Nia. We know that Nia...
What happened after they lost?
Who?
What's his name? The two idiots. Was they, like, making believe they were crying, like, sad shit, like that?
No, it was more about a Daniel Bryan celebration. So on Tuesday you're going to see Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens get fired in the middle of the ring. Like they're going to come out and Daniel Bryan is going to come out.
Yeah, but you know what? Why would they have them come right to Raw.
It might not be right to Raw. It might be
when they went to SmackDown. It was like the same fucking story shit. Now they're gonna do it like, you know. They gotta break them two guys up, man. Because what are they doing? Keeping them together just to keep Sami Zayn's career alive? Really? Because what's his name doesn't need Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn needs what's his name, the Fat Boy. Really? You know?
Well, anyway.
Better when Sami Zayn was a good guy. One of them has to be good, man.
They gotta
break these guys up. They gotta. Don't everybody agree with that? That it's enough with the Sami Zayn and his partner? Oh, are they going to keep them together? Come on, man. No good. No good.
All right.
No good.
So, AJ Styles versus Nakamura.
That would have been a good one.
It was.
And I think that Nakamura won, right?
Winner. And still champion, AJ.
Yeah. All right. It was a good match, too, right?
Yeah, and in the end, they raised each other's hands. They...
Yeah, well, they're friendly from the New Japan. They were together there, right.
Yeah, and then Nakamura low-blowed AJ Styles and started beating him up to a sea of booze, and he left angry and disjointed.
Oh, in other words, after the match, he low-blowed him?
Yeah,
so that means Nakamura is going to turn into a heel, right?
Yep, he's a bad guy now.
He's a bad guy. So you won't see him. He'll probably have some new kind of black. They always wear black, the bad guy. So what other match?
All right, next was Braun Strowman versus The Bar. Now, who do you suspect is his tag team partner?
Who is his partner? Big Show?
His partner was anybody in the arena, and so he went around and he picked this kid, and he was like,
"A little kid?
You, I pick you." So a little kid is his tag partner, named Nicholas, of course, because why would? And so Nicholas came down to the ring and stood in the corner, and Braun Strowman beat The Bar, and now Nicholas is a half of a world champion. And
but he must be somebody's kid.
The referee. There's a referee's kid. It's a referee's kid that from.
Oh yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, it was just a. But you know, he didn't know that. It was just the referee's kid in the, you know, the crowd because, you know, people go to wrestling.
So he picked the kid in the front row, one of the front rows, right?
Well, I don't know if it was the front row, but yeah. So Nicholas is a tag team champion.
The kid's got the belt now. Right?
Yeah,
the kid has to have a belt. He has to have one of the belts.
Well, we'll see on tonight. We'll see if what happens with that. Because I'm wondering how they can't have the kid on every.
Right. Something's going to have to happen there. Right?
Maybe it's just the kid relinquishes.
What are they going to do with that?
He just has to find a new partner.
Unless tonight they have the rematch and Strowman loses.
No, as long as he has a partner, I think that's going to be the thing. As long as it doesn't have to be any, and he can just change partners all he wants. Like, because he's the tag champion or something like that.
Who did he pin for the champion?
I don't know. Cesaro, maybe? All right, so the main event of the night, Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns.
Yeah, and that's the one that I think that there was some kind of interference, I have a feeling.
No interference.
No interference?
No interference.
And I bet you, what we said it, and you said it, and I said it, that Roman Reigns is going to be the winner, right?
Winner, and still the champion Brock Lesnar beats Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
How did he do that?
Roman busted open, bloodied.
How did he bust him?
The hard way.
Punching him?
Yeah, Brock Lesnar's an animal. And he took...
Yeah, but that's what they say, that the guy loses it and hits people when he shouldn't.
Listen, Roman took 5 F5s. He kicked out of 5.
He kicked out of... kicked out, and how did he? So how did he pin him?
That F5. He kicked out of five, died on six.
And the fifth one, he couldn't do it no more, right?
Yeah, I believe so. It's either the fifth or the sixth, but. So, yeah, Brock Lesnar won. Nobody thought that.
So what happened at the end of the match? No shaking hands and nothing, right?
No, Roman just walked off frustrated, I guess you'd call it.
Wow. Now we're going to have the same thing with Brock Lesnar not being around for a long time, then showing up once a month, one of those deals.
I don't know. He's the champion, though, so maybe we'll find out tonight. I think that a lot's going to hinder...
I thought that he was going to go to UFC. That was the rumor. His suspension is up because he was suspended. His suspension will be up in the early summer, that he was going to leave and go into training and go back to UFC. Maybe he'll do that tonight.
Yeah, maybe he'll relinquish the title and just it'll be a tournament or something.
Walk away, right.
He's like, and we're leaving this company.
Oh, yeah, DeAndre the Giant Battle Royal. We didn't see that one.
Yeah,
right.
We talked about it with the Matt Hardy, remember?
Oh, right. So you told me every match now, right?
That was every match of WrestleMania. And then tonight, you know, who knows what they're going to do. They got to explain Braun Strowman and the kid. They got to talk about Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns. They got to talk about Nia Jax, because she won. And they got to, Seth Rollins is the new champion. So there's a lot of stuff that...
Right.
But what happens to Brock? Does he wrestle tonight, a rematch against Roman? Does Roman win it tonight?
Right. Because it's been all over the place on the internet that Brock Lesnar's going back to UFC. He wants, right?
Yeah.
So how can he do both? He can't. How is he going to travel to, all over the place with WWE when, you know, it don't make sense, man. It just doesn't. So maybe tonight we'll know, we'll find out more.
Yeah,
was it a good WrestleMania or a crap WrestleMania?
Everybody gave it a 7 or an 8. It was pretty good.
No, it was average, a little above average.
But 8's not bad. That's like 80. You know, that's a B. I mean, it wasn't the greatest thing ever, but the Ronda Rousey match was really the best match of the night. Like, I would say like that one and maybe AJ Nakamura because of the turn. But, I mean, you know, maybe the first match, but there was a lot of surprises.
Because I think they're breaking up the Mr. Oz, right? Because they weren't out there the last...
I'm telling you, Miz is going to be gone for... He's going to be gone for like 6 months, so the Mr. Oz will just be a tag team, you know.
You think he's going to be gone?
Yeah, if you were having a kid right around WrestleMania, you'd be like,
yeah,
I'm going to drop the belt.
With his kid, right?
3 months, 4 months.
For almost a week, he said it Monday, right? When she was born, he was in the hospital and all that shit, right? And now he's going to just go to California for how long, man? It's a newborn.
Yeah, so he'll spend a lot of time with the baby. I'm sure that it's going to be like a long amount of time, like 4 to 6 months probably, somewhere in there. And then he'll come back and people will cheer him. But it's good for him.
I thought that he's going to be a good guy.
I don't know. They were trying to turn him as a father.
And that's where it ended. So, you know what? You're just going to have to tune in every Wednesday at noon Eastern for Talking Wrestling with Lou. That's right. Talking Wrestling has been picked up by the World Generation Podcast Network. If you want to talk to Lou live on the air, you can call in during that show. He will be live on the air taking calls from you, and we're going to talk about all things wrestling. That's next Wednesday at noon Eastern. Lou comes back to the radio after a couple-year hiatus, and if you remember the last show, this was going to be just as good. And no JD, which is a good thing. All right, well, I'd like to thank everyone on the Bud's Back Room, and everybody at WrestleCore or WrestleCorp or whatever the hell it's called, and all of our good friends in the IWC. Don't forget to tune in Monday, and May 2nd is the pay-per-view, Once in a Generation. There's a new title. It's pretty awesome. So thank you guys for listening. I am Hollywood Tony P, voice of the IWC, manager to the stars. And we'll see you guys next time on Talkin' Wrestling with my father, Lou.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.